Ed Wyatt for Moorabbin Indoor Sports and the new Jump Central Trampoline Centre. Enjoy a world of high flying. Go to jumpcentral.com.au.
Always good to see Eduardo on a Wednesday afternoon. Hello, pal.
Harf, how are you?
Very well.
You good? Lots going on.
Yeah, you got a big weekend.
Weekend in the US. NFL draft. We'll touch on that briefly. That's Friday here, Australian time. But we're turning back the clock, Harf.
How far are we going back?
We're going back to the era of guys wearing like hats, fedoras. Long coats, having dodgy betting slips coming out of their coats. Guys with hats on that say "press" written on them. We're going back to that era. Gangsters with hot ladies on their arms in the
pinstripe suits.
Yeah, a lot of that. Because two sports that really were king in the U.S. at one point and have drifted away lately are taking center stage this week. I'm talking about horse racing and boxing. Horse racing, of course, as we know, living here, is massive. It's massive. In the U.S., it's kind of comes and goes. It's had its ups and downs, highs and lows.
Hello.
But this is the, that was Mr. Ed, I believe. This is the Kentucky Derby, Harf. This is not Derby, by the way. We say Derby in America.
Derby.
So it is Derby. And that is the 141st running of the Kentucky Derby. And it is the first leg of the Triple Crown, which is the Preakness and the Belmont. We talk about this every year. No horse has won the Triple Crown since 1978. That was affirmed a year before that. Seattle Slough did it. And a few years before that, Secretariat.
And there's been a lot of two legs of the Triple before we get to the Preakness.
A lot of them. There was one last year, California Chrome.
Yes.
The two closest really were Silver Charm and Real Quiet, back-to-back in 97, 98. They were very, very close. The Belmont is much longer than the other two, and it's very hard. And the other thing that is happening now is a lot of people are just entering horses in the Belmont. So they're horses that are attuned for a longer run, so they can come in and pick off these other, that was a golf club falling just behind us, listeners. If you heard that little ping going behind there, just probably Mark Allen's golf club tumbling through the studio. So that will be on, I believe, Sunday morning, Australian time. The favorite is American Pharaoh, 5-2 in Dortmund, which might be a good omen bet after Borussia Dortmund's win this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's 4-1, and Carpe Diem is 15-2. It's a 2 kilometer race, so 100 and a quarter.
All right, 2,000 meters. It's a beauty. The run of the roses.
Run for the roses.
Without the Triple Crown and possibly the Breeders' Cup, I assume what is horse racing in the States?
It's localized. It's in your local area, California. It's still pretty big. New York, certain places where they have big tracks, but it's certainly nothing like this country where you get a race that stops a nation, quote unquote. Nothing of the sort in the States. Kentucky Derby would be the closest.
Yep.
People would have a party, perhaps, and do it, but nothing like here.
And is it a rich man's game over there, or is it everyone involved?
People involved, it's a rich man's game, but I would think most people would be involved. I honestly don't know, Harf. I only know from what I see, and as a sports fan, I watch the big three races every year, but beyond that, I don't have much of a contact with horse racing in the U.S., so certainly different from here.
Center stage, Kentucky Derby, always the big race on the calendar there.
Derby.
And great to have you with us. Hey, what's the other one? Boxing. Now, boxing was big, wasn't it?
Boxing used to be massive, and it can still rally on big occasions for a big fight. But certainly when I was a kid and growing up watching Ali and Frazier and Hagler and Hearns and Leonard and Duran and Alexis Arguello and these guys, it was really much more a part of it. And going back into the 50s and the 40s and way back, it was just massive. But this is a huge fight, this Floyd Mayweather Manny Pacquiao fight, even if perhaps it's 2 or 3 years later than it should have been. I mean, I think there is some question about, are they fighting at the peak of their powers? Probably not.
Yep.
I think probably a few years ago. But when you look at the money, it's just astronomical, Harf. Just incredible. We're talking about a $500 million gross. Ringside seats are going for $100,000. The purse is split, by the way, 60-40 to Mayweather. And he could make $120 million. Bucks out of this just on his own. The pay-per-view stuff is incredible. Together, these two guys have sold 28 million pay-per-view views. So every time somebody purchased the fight on pay-per-view, 28 million together. 1.6 billion, the two of these guys in their careers have actually come up with. The record high is 2.48 million. That was Mayweather De La Hoya back in 2007. They are taking odds on whether this fight is going to be over or under 3.8 million. That's the That's the
really?
Yeah, that's the line they think. Although I was reading a thing this morning where a guy said illegal streaming may cut into that, and he is actually saying he might bet the under. But look, these are two great fighters, and if you've got Foxtel, main event is running every night, fights between Mayweather and Pacquiao with common opponents.
Okay.
So
yeah, yeah.
Dale Hoya was a couple of nights ago. Ricky Hitman Hatton was last night. I think Sugar Shane Mosley's coming up. So they show a fight where each of the guys has fought that,
fought that
competitor.
Opponent.
And they're the sensational viewing. Just sensational. Right. Pacquiao just ripped De La Hoya apart in that fight. Just absolutely dominated him. It was really fun to watch. But I tell you what, Mayweather, for my money, Harf, and I've watched boxing relatively a fair bit. I wouldn't call myself an expert, but I am a fan. I watch a lot of the great fighters. He's right up there, in my opinion. He's absolutely one of the great fighters I've ever seen.
He's a divisive character, isn't he?
He is.
You
he's
either
a
love
pain in the ass.
Floyd Mayweather or you hate him.
Yeah, see, I don't mind him. I know he's got his backstory and he's got these criminal allegations and things like that, but I'm a big fan of the guy, the way the guy fights. He can fight a smooth fight. He can fight a clean fight. He can fight a dirty fight against Hatton. He was just inside clinching and trying to take away the stuff that Hatton does. I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting fight, but I do want to say, Harf, yes, it might be the biggest fight now, but there have been other big fights. I want the young people out there not to forget the Thriller in Manila in 1975. Yes. That was an unbelievable build-up and fight. Leonard Hearns in 91 was an incredible fight. And there'll be 16,000 there, Harf, at the Grand Garden in Las Vegas. You know what the all-time record is for a crowd at a boxing match?
No, I do not.
132,000 in the Stadio Azteca in Mexico City to watch Julio Cesar Chavez beat Greg Mutt Haugen from Auburn, Washington. How's that? Greg Mutt Haugen. That was 1993. And the
132,000.
Isn't that amazing? First fight ever to go over $1 million at the gate was back in 1927. Dempsey Tunney in the rematch. That drew 105,000 fans to Soldier Field. 2.7 million back in 1927. That'd be worth a lot of money now. I think $20 million in today's terms.
That's the big
huge fight
this
by the way.
Mayweather
massive
v.
fight.
Pacquiao. You can check it out at your local venues this week. And Kentucky Derby, of course. We'll talk about the NFL draft after this. Ed White is with us this hour for Subway, the new Mexican chicken sub from Subway. It's delicious, Ed White. You should try one of those.
I love, you know, I love Mexican food, Harf.
I
you
do
know that.
Love Mexican food.
Big fan of that. Muy bueno. NFL draft Friday, Australia time. Now the big issue, this has been the big issue. Is Tampa Bay with the number one pick going to take Jameis Winston from Florida State or Marcus Mariota from Oregon? The latest reports have Mariota sliding down a little bit. It's one of those things like Tampa Bay needs a quarterback.
Right.
So if they take one, then Tennessee is second. Does Tennessee take Mariota? Does do they take someone like Leonard Williams, who's a defensive end out of USC? And so a lot of this according to need. So it just sort of depends when if Mariota does not go one, who is then going to take him or is somebody going to trade? There's a lot of conjecture that Chip Kelly from Oregon wants Mariota to fit his pseudo-Oregon-style offense, but the Eagles are down at number 20, would take some real serious wheeling and dealing probably to get Mariota.
Right.
That's the main thing I think that you're going to keep an eye on.
So there's no gray area. Tampa will take a quarterback.
Yes, that's correct. And I think Jameis Winston probably is the guy they're going to take. He's a bigger body. He's got more of like the NFL quarterback look than Mariota does. But we will see. And stranger things have happened. It's, as we know, it's a bit of a crapshoot. And, you know, there have been guys taken 1, 2, 3 who never pan out. Guys like Tom Brady taken in the whatever round, 7th round, and turned out to be the greatest ever. That's exactly right.
So, and what about the NFL draft from an interest point of view from the U.S. sporting public? Is it
huge?
It's a big festival.
Huge.
It
is, yeah. People take the day off.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. People take the day off to watch it, because it's on a Thursday.
So,
people do that. I know guys. I used to work with a guy who would do that. He'd say, calling in sick tomorrow. Why? NFL draft. That was back in like the 80s, so it's only gotten bigger. Yeah, the NFL's done a great job of turning this into an event.
Yeah.
Just like the announcing of this schedule is now an event. All those things. We're going to tell you who's playing who, you know, and it becomes a big
event.
Can't
read it for yourself.
Yeah,
we're going to tell you.
It's pretty amazing. So that's Friday. I believe it's on ESPN and also 7-Mate, I think. I was talking to Brett Anderson, who is a Buccaneers fan.
He is a Bucs fan.
And he has a real vested interest in this. He's been watching drafts from previous years, I think, on YouTube. That's how into it he is.
That's how lack of, that's how not busy he is in inside footy at the moment. That's, I don't know what he's doing. If he's watching all the drafts for previous
years. I think
years,
he's doing it at night. I think it's more about lack of a social life. That's my gut
feeling.
Has
he seen his kids in the last couple of
years? Yeah,
weeks?
I don't know. Now,
concerned about Brent. Concerned.
Yeah, well, he's a good man, even despite being a Bucks fan. Quickly on the NBA and the NHL playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, we had some clinches.
We
had
knew
some,
we were
sweeps.
Get some sweeps. Weren't
sweeps.
We?
Golden State, Cleveland, Washington over Toronto. A little bit of a surprise there. My Blazers stayed alive. They're not going to beat Memphis, but they managed to stay alive. 3-1 there. Clippers and San Antonio, who play later today. That's been the interesting one to me. It's 2-2 at the moment. So that's going to be a fascinating series. I think probably Chicago closes out Milwaukee and wins that. Cleveland's going to be without Kevin Love, injured his shoulder.
Yeah.
Looks like
that.
Maybe the entire postseason.
That
now.
Looked pretty ordinary to me.
I only saw it in retrospect. It didn't look great. Lennox's been suspended for one game for that.
I got a one game.
He got a one game suspension.
I reckon he's lucky. I reckon he takes that and says, oh, I got away with one there.
Yeah,
that was
they're
pretty
not playing,
ordinary
but
stuff.
He got a one game suspension.
Really dangerous stuff.
It was. NHL playoffs, same thing. Couple of sweeps, Anaheim. Actually, one sweep, Anaheim over Winnipeg. Calgary upset Vancouver, which was a really good series. Minnesota beat St. Louis, and Chicago beat Nashville. So the West is already set. Anaheim against Calgary and Minnesota against Chicago.
Yep.
And then in the East, Montreal blew past Ottawa. The Rangers crushed Pittsburgh. And the Islanders, unfortunately, Harf, that I were spruiking last week, they're done. No more hockey at Nassau County Coliseum. They're going to head to Brooklyn next year. Tampa Bay, Detroit, still alive, going to
the
seventh
series?
Game tomorrow. Yeah. And that seventh game is always fantastic. And so this is kind of a changing of the guard. And the ironic thing, Steve Yzerman, who used to be a Detroit superstar, is in charge of Tampa Bay. So he's going to have to put one over on his old team, which should be interesting.
So that means the Rangers will play Washington?
Washington against the Rangers.
And Montreal will play the winner off.
Correct. So, okay. Yeah, so some really good matchups, I think, all the way around.
And just from the NBA point of view, there's a lot of interest, obviously, in the Golden State Warriors over here.
Of course.
Of connection.
Yeah.
Will it be, do you think, the Golden State-Cleveland show?
Well, Cleveland, you got to worry about that Kevin Love thing. I've got to be honest with you. Chicago now, if they can get past Milwaukee, I think Chicago maybe creeps into a little bit more favoritism there. But still, it's LeBron, so we can't discount the LeBron factor.
He's shown an ability to do things in the postseason, that man. He's okay. We'll get to a break. Eduardo's with us from Rabbit Indoor Sports Centre this hour for the new Mexican chicken sub from Subway. Back shortly. Eduardo is with us from Rabbit Indoor Sports Centre. Go and high-five Mark Bradkin.
Yes, do that. Well, they got tramps now, so you can bounce and give him a high-five.
That's the only way you
right?
get to it.
You used to say a ladder. Now you can actually bounce. A couple of people warning about times. I think the draft starts at 10 a.m. on Friday,
Friday
I believe. The fight card on Sunday, I think, is about 11 or so, but Mayweather and Pacquiao won't come out till, I think, 1:30 our time, roughly. Depends how long and short the other ones go, but that's sort of the scheduled thing. Someone's saying, my mother's side is Filipino. All my cousins say it's absolutely buzzing in Manila right now. You can't discount what a superstar, what an icon Manny Pacquiao is in the Philippines, in a country where basketball is actually the number one sport.
Is it really?
It is, and he's absolutely a legend. You know, wants to be a politician. And so fascinating stuff. I think it's going to be a really interesting fight. I would put my money on Mayweather, but that's just me.
There's some great little trailers going around YouTube, too, in the build-up to the fight.
Yeah, good stuff. Watch Main Event. There's some great stuff on there about the two, and I think the fights in the next couple of nights will be really good ones to watch.
Well, it's going to be a big weekend with Mayweather, Pacquiao, of course, Kentucky Derby as well.
Derby.
The NFL Draft.
Derby.
And by next week, we'll know a bit more about the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoff situation. Have a great Derby weekend.
See you,
then.
Buddy. Derby.